This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A United States diplomatic envoy landed in Israel Friday evening, sent by Washington to try to calm Israel's most intense conflict with Palestinians in years. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken had announced Wednesday an envoy would be sent, adding that Israel had a particular responsibility to avoid civilian casualties. The Israeli military has put the number of militants killed so far in the Israeli attacks at between 80 and 90, but Palestinian medical officials said at least 119 people have been killed since Monday in Gaza, including 31 children and 21 women, and 900 others wounded. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration on Friday reiterated it was working toward de-escalation of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and a lasting peace deal in Gaza. It also says Israel had a right to self-defense. The World Health Organization warned on Friday the second year of the COVID-19 pandemic is set to be far more deadly than the first. Meanwhile, Japan extended a state of emergency to more areas Friday amid growing calls for the Olympics to be scrapped. With just 10 weeks to go, campaigners submitted a petition with more than 350,000 signatures calling for the Games to be canceled. Japanese public opinion is firmly opposed to holding the Games this summer. Swiss tennis great Roger Federer said Friday he and other athletes are confused on whether it's happening or not. Federer says he'd love to play in the Olympics, but would understand if that doesn't happen given the coronavirus situation. You can find more on these stories and the rest of today's news at voanews.com. You can follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. U.S. broadcaster Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty said Friday Russia has frozen its Moscow bank accounts after fining it repeatedly for breaking its foreign agent legislation. Earlier on Friday, Russian bailiffs carried out an inventory of its Moscow bureau and notified it of the beginning of proceedings over unpaid fines for violations of the foreign agent law. The standoff creates new friction in relations already at post-Cold War lows under pressure from an array of issues, including Ukraine, Syria, sanctions, and the jailing of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. A U.S. State Department spokeswoman says Washington is deeply troubled by the move. The U.S. government-backed broadcaster has said the fines are part of a campaign to force it out of Russia and has been fined $1 million this year. The Russian government said Friday it is officially deeming the United States and the Czech Republic unfriendly states and that U.S. diplomatic missions could no longer employ local staff, while Czech missions could employ a maximum of 19. Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a law last month to limit the number of local staff working at foreign diplomatic missions and so-called other agencies, and ordered the government to draw up a list of unfriendly states that will be subject to the restrictions. Relations between Russia and the Czechs became tense last month when the Czechs accused Russian military intelligence of being behind a 2014 blast at an ammunition depot and expelled dozens of Russian diplomats. The Democratic Republic of Congo President Felix Tshisekedi is announcing he wants to renegotiate the country's mining contracts, reportedly including those with China. The president is unhappy with the Congolese are still what he's languishing in misery despite vast mineral resources. He says it's not normal for those with mining contracts to get richer while the DRC's population remains poor. The large Central African country is a major exporter of copper, uranium, and cobalt, a key ingredient in batteries for consumer gadgets, but remains one of the world's poorest states. Local media predicts the criticism could start a standoff with China over deals sealed under his predecessor. And Taliban and Afghan government negotiators said Friday they met in Qatar after a long pause in peace talks between the two. It came on the second day of a three-day ceasefire announced by the Taliban for the Muslim holiday Eid al-Fitr. They began negotiations in September last year to try to find a way to end decades of war, but the talks stalled after a few rounds of violence, and more has escalated since the United States began a final pullout of troops from Afghanistan on May 1st. Reporting by remotely, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.